It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we do our best to try to help you understand the complexity of who we are as humans. We are energetic, vibrational beings, but we vibrate on four different levels. So we are physical, we are intellectual, we are emotional, and we are spiritual. And that is what the show really is all about. I have as a returning guest, Julie Brannon. But before we introduce her, I want to remind everyone there's about 350 shows now on my website. So go to synergyconnectionradio.com. And once you're there, you can click on show notes. And at that point, you'll be able to see, I think there's like 28 pages of notes. And Julie certainly is scattered in amongst those pages with different shows that we've done together in the past. She is a master herbalist. She's a formulator and founder of Bailey's Naturals Herbal Apothecary, which is in downtown Safety Harbor. And it's a quaint, charming, charming little town here on the west coast of Florida. She has assisted her clients on their journey to vibrant health for more than two decades. Of course, she started when she was about 12. And you'll be able to contact her after the show is over by going into the platforms that are on the various podcast channels. So a lot of people listen on Spotify or Apple, but it's also on Google and it's also on iHeartRadio. When you are at the website, you're going to also see a link into Boomer products. I've been using them along with Julie's products for over 5 years now. And I think it is part of the reason that I stay as healthy as I do. So check out Boomer products and see what you think. If you decide that there's something there you want to try, if you put my name, L-U-C-Y, in the discount code, it'll subtract $5 from your order. And with our inflationary times, I think everybody appreciates $5 off here and there. So welcome back to the show, Julie.
It's a delight to be back with you, Lucy. I've missed you. And I have to encourage your listeners to check out the variety of topics you have on your channel. You've got so many interesting people that you've interviewed over the years. And anyway, I'm just glad to be one of them.
I'm glad to have you as one of them. We're going to be talking today about enzymes and the fact that they are literally the sparks of life. And I think this is a topic that I don't understand nearly as well as you do, but I know that without them, you know, as you have said, we kind of become just blobs. We can't function. And so I love the fact that you're going to be able to explain it in greater detail to people, and especially those that have health challenges. And in some cases, some of those health challenges have come about, you know, because of getting COVID or even getting, you know, the vaccine over the years and the booster shot. So whenever we introduce things into our body has to figure out what to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, first, let's start with what an enzyme is. Enzymes are biocatalysts. They are something that makes things work better or work faster or work, period. Without enzymatic reactions in the human body, we've got close to 10,000 different enzyme reactions going on simultaneously all the time. We would be a rock or a desk chair or something. It is enzymes that are truly the sparks of life that make us animate, that make us human, that make us alive. So enzymes are critically important. And I think a lot of people are familiar with digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're born, we have this wonderful bank account of these different types of enzymes that are specifically to digest proteins or carbohydrates or fats, like lipase digests fat. It helps our bodies break these things down so we can absorb the nutrients. So Those are fairly common. They've been in the marketplace for a long time. I mean, enzymes have been around for decades and decades. But the ones that are used in digestion are used in digestion. Now, when we talk about the ones that I want to talk about today, which are called proteolytic enzymes, or more simply, systemic enzymes, they go body-wide. They go throughout the body. That's what makes them systemic. So these enzymes, taken supplementally, are taken on an empty stomach. So they aren't used up in the digestive process. Oh. But enzymes are really quite fascinating, and it can get quite complicated, and everyone's eyes will begin glazing over within about 10 seconds of me trying to give you a reasonable explanation. But we all have them. We need them. And for example, in digestion, a lot of people that start having issues with reflux and, you know, gastroesophageal issues, because their body is overproducing hydrochloric acid. This is mainly because we don't have enough digestive enzymes at the party. Remember that bank account I mentioned we're born with. As we age, as we eat more and more cooked foods, because raw foods come with their own types of digestive enzymes. But that bank account starts running low. And when it does, the body in all its magnificent design and glory says, I don't have the enzymes I need to digest this meal, so I'm going to make more acid. So the body's really compensating. Oh. And through the years, see what I'm saying? So through the years, I've helped people understand that if you have reflux and all that discomfort from over acidity, your body's probably not deficient in one of those drugs that reduce acid. The body's deficient in enzymes. Mm. Okay. So if we put the digestive enzymes back in, the body normalizes and comes back to balance and stops overproducing acid. I've seen it time and time and time and time again. So these are kind of critical, the digestive enzymes. And I'll get to the systemics in just a moment, because if we're eating really healthy food, we're going to the trouble of eating a nice, clean, healthy diet. We're spending money on supplements. What if we're not absorbing them? If we're not digesting properly, we're not going to absorb those nutrients. So enzymes are kind of a little bit of insurance that can help you get your bang for your buck with what you're doing with your diet and your supplements. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I'm just thinking, like you said, a lot of people, especially at the beginning of the year, you know, they're trying to eat healthier and do things that are healthier in general. So more salads, more vegetables, more fruit. And what I'm hearing you say is that if you don't have the ability to digest things properly, it doesn't make any difference. You could be spending more money on healthy food and it's still not doing you any good.
Mm-hmm. It matters. Now, there's some people that have really rock solid digestion and never have any symptoms of reflux or over acidity or heartburn, as we used to call it. Mm-hmm. And then they're probably doing a lot better than the other folks. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's important to look to digestion. Are we digesting our food? Are we digesting our supplements and absorbing the nutrients like we expect to be able to do? So I'm going to knock some wood. I don't have digestive issues, but I take enzymes at every meal because I want to know that I'm going to get the best use out of my nutrients.
Now, your enzymes that you're talking about, Are they liquid or are they pill form, capsule form?
No, they're capsule form. Capsule form. And again, when I say the word, we're taking digestive enzymes, when I say the words using up, our bodies will use up those enzymes in the digestive process and they're pretty much gone. Okay.
So from the time you begin that, moving into the stomach and into the small intestine and large intestine, and then they're gone.
Right. Well, actually, they're gone by the time they leave the stomach, typically.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because they're just used up. Here's a little story. It's going to sound weird, but many, many years ago, when I started learning about enzymes and trying to understand them, I took some oatmeal and I left it on a plate on the counter all day long. And when I came home from work, it was this hard, crusty, icky stuff, right? I opened up a capsule of digestive enzymes and I sprinkled it on half of that crusty oatmeal. It started breaking down into mush almost immediately.
Really? Wow.
So those enzymes were digesting it. It was breaking down the carbohydrates in there because that's what oatmeal mostly is, but there was some fat. So it was fascinating to me to see this. I just couldn't believe my eyes. So it just made me so intrigued and interested that enzymes are critical for our good health. So I recommend typically just take a digestive enzyme. You know, they're not that expensive. There's hundreds of different companies out there. Some brands are better than others, but there's a lot to choose from. I would just go to a reputable store and just ask for a high quality digestive enzyme that will that's a broad spectrum that will reduce or digest rather or assist you in digesting proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Okay. So, and there's another product, like even lipase, people that have maybe a gallbladder issue where they've got issues really breaking down fat, then taking a lipase supplement is going to be really, really beneficial. So I won't go down that rabbit hole with you, but so that's digestive enzymes, and I think that speaks to how powerful they can be. Okay, so now if we take an enzyme away from food on an empty stomach, it will go from the stomach into the small intestine and be absorbed into the bloodstream systemically. There was a lot of debate for many years. Well, how can they get past the stomach acid? Can they really get absorbed? Yada yada. There's been so much research to prove that yes, they are absorbed and they are utilized. And the proteolytic enzymes, these are specifically a family of protein digesting enzymes. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this today was because we're seeing so many people with cardiovascular issues. We're seeing so many people with an overproduction of fibrin in the body. And fibrin, if you study it or look at it, fibrin are floating bits of proteins. It's the body's response. It's part of the inflammatory response. The body creates fibrin. But if we are into a chronic inflammation stage, which is so important to understand because, I mean, many years ago, they came out and said cardiovascular disease, it really necessarily isn't about what's in your arteries. It's more about inflammation, right? Because the inflammation creates the fibrin, okay? These bits of protein. And then the fibrin will stick to the wall of the artery, and cholesterol sticks to the fibrin. So fibrin becomes the mortar that holds plaque into your arteries.
Now, I have a question for you.
Sure.
My understanding is as we age, our arteries become less flexible,
True.
wherefore you end up with free radical damage on the inside of the arteries. And then what I'm hearing you say is that the fibrin sticks to those little microscopic tears inside of the arteries, and the fibrin then creates a sticking point for cholesterol, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it's like a multiple level process. And if you can keep the arteries clear and more flexible, which I do know that resveratrol does that. So
Very good
another,
choice.
yeah. So if people are listening to this, they want to make sure that they're using something like resveratrol to keep the arteries flexible so less free radical damage is done. And then the fibrin doesn't have this place to stick.
Exactly. And it's a, that's a very simplistic way of putting it, but it's understandable. And I can even give you a story. I will tell you a story.
Okay.
I have a friend and client who was in at her doctor's office having actually she was having a CT scan for something unrelated. And during the course of the CT scan, they discovered that she had an aortal aneurysm.
Wow.
Bad stuff. They call it the widowmaker,
The
right?
Widowmaker. Yep.
That's not something you come back from.
No.
And so they were starting to circle the wagons right when they discovered this. And then they checked her carotid arteries and discovered that her plaque in her arteries was considered severe. Okay. And I think at the previous cholesterol check, it had been pretty elevated. So they wanted, of course, to put her on all sorts of medications. And she came to me and I gave her information about a specific enzyme, a protein digesting enzyme called natokinase. Okay. And so she is a former nurse. She's a retired nurse. She did the research and she came back and she said, that's what I want to try. So she started taking nattokinase. In my place of business, I have a clinical strength, which is brilliant. It's a fabulous product. So she started taking that one capsule twice a day on an empty stomach. And in 4 months, she had a follow-up CT scan. In 4 months, the aneurysm healed and was gone. Her carotid artery check revealed that her arterial plaque was negligible.
Wow.
And her Yep, and her cholesterol was down 55 points. But
No
her good,
kidding.
that was the bad cholesterol, but her good cholesterol was up 20 something points. So what it did, that little nattokinase enzyme, it cleared the fibrin out of her arteries, allowed the artery to heal, and reduced the fibrin in her entire body and brought her cholesterol down. So I can't get past, I mean, I call these enzymes magical because of what they can do to assist us with our health. And they have been very heavily studied. There are some studies that have been done just looking at, say, I need to bring my cholesterol down, and how can enzymes help? And I think they were compared in one study. Don't quote me on this. You might find it if you have to go searching for it online, where they compared it to statin drugs and found that the protease, the proteolytic enzymes, reduced cholesterol by 34%, where the statin was somewhere around 12%.
No kidding. How do you spell that nattokinase?
It's N like November, A like apple, TT, O, N like November. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Natto, NATTOK, sorry. NATTOK. IN like November, ASE, nattokinase. Typically, any enzyme is going to end in ASE. That just indicates that it's an enzyme, like the lipase and amylase and cellulase and nattokinase and serapeptase. There's a whole lot of different enzymes. It's a whole field of study. But I have just firsthand seen how effective they are and brilliant. And the good thing is it's sourced. Typically, like nattokinase, for example, is sourced from natto, an enzyme from a fermented soy product. So it's food-based, right? It's a food-sourced enzyme. So I don't think the drug companies want to deal with that, right? So we can just buy them in any health food store.
And to think that they work almost three times as effectively as a statin drug.
Yes,
Interesting.
ma'am.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there, and there are very few contraindications. I think if you're pregnant or nursing, of course you don't want to, take these. But they can work in every organ throughout your entire body. And because another way that I kind of just describe the proteolytic enzymes or protein digesting enzymes is that it's like taking all the blood in your body and putting it through a very fine filter. Because it's going to clean it up so beautifully by reducing and eliminating those floating bits of proteins known as fibrin. Okay. And so that consideration, and I have a disagreement with a friend of mine. She's a pharmaceutical doc. She's a doctor and she owns a pharmacy. And she says it's fine to take blood thinners at the same time that you're taking enzymes. But I'm not a doctor, so I don't make that recommendation. But I tell people that if they are looking for a natural alternative to prescription blood thinners, then it's a good choice. And people can be transitioned with the help of their practitioner. Yes.
Because I mean, I'm not a doctor for sure, but I would think that taking both of them together, that you might end up bleeding more than you want to bleed.
Well, that's why I say it would be a contraindication in my mind. Okay. But my friend Dr. Patel disagrees. I honor that. But what I tell people is if I don't recommend using them concurrently, okay, I recommend one or the other. But people have to make their own choices based on the information they have in the conversations, they have with their doctor. So, but I think it's important to remember that there is an alternative to prescription blood thinners.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're going to take just a really short little break here, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Are you feeling stressed and anxious about life? have elevated blood pressure, experiencing weight gain, having problems with your immune system? Getting healthy and staying healthy is more important than ever, and it has never been easier when you have fundamental nutrition from Boomer products. Restore the youth and vitality you are used to in just minutes a day. Check out our website at www.boomerboost.com to see thousands of reviews from customers just like you who are benefiting from Boomer products. While you're there, check out our podcasts, blogs, and videos and get caught up on the latest health news and information. Use promo code LUCY at checkout. That's L-U-C-Y to save $5 on your order. Stop existing and start living today with Boomer products.
All right, we are back with Julie Brannon, and we're talking about enzymes and the sparks of life. And Julie, I have a question for you, because I think this is one of the things that I'm at least have heard from other doctors, is fibrin has been increased. I don't know whether that's the word I want, but one of the issues with a lot of people that did take the COVID shots and maybe other vaccines as well, that somehow it increased the amount of fibrin people have in their body. Were you hearing that as well?
Yes, I have heard that from a number of different sources. Lucy, I think a lot of it has to do with just the maybe an individual's reaction to a medication or an injection creating massive inflammation. And that increased inflammation is going to lead to increased fibrinolytic activity or increased production of fibrin. Okay. And when that gets to a certain extent or a certain level, it really has no place to go but to sit in the arteries, right?
Which is where the strokes and heart attacks are coming from.
Yes. And I've seen some pretty impactful images of post-mortem investigation of this fibrin. And it's pretty profound. So I don't know that I want to say more about it than that. But if we're looking at increased fibrinolytic activity, and we've got a way to reduce that circulating fibrin, doesn't it make sense to do it?
Oh, I would say so. The other thing that, you know, I've always told people is if you want to know your level of inflammation, the next time you go to see your doctor, because they all do blood panels before you have your physical, right? Mm-hmm. And but ask for a C-reactive protein test, because that mm-hmm. is the standard for understanding the level of inflammation you have in your body. The average person has between a 3 and 4 most mm-hmm. of the time. The last time I had mine done, it was a 0.1.
Look at you. You do it right, Miss Lucy.
Well, I think it's, you know, I do my homework and I listen to people like mm-hmm. you. And some of it may be good genes as well. I don't know. But what's interesting is that my cholesterol level has always been more than what they want. They tried to put me on statins a long time ago and I can't use them. What mm-hmm. I did find out is that there are different kinds of cholesterol. And there's one that, you know, just technically it's called fluffy, you know, it's bigger. Mm-hmm. And evidently that's what I have. And so it, you know, they can't differentiate when you do a cholesterol test between fluffy and not fluffy. So it just always looks like I have more cholesterol than I should have. However, when you lower your cholesterol too low, you end up with like Alzheimer's or dementia symptoms. Because we absolutely have to have cholesterol in our brain to function properly. So, you know, I don't think doctors sometimes share all of that wisdom with patients when they're just looking at a number that says, whoops, you know, we want your cholesterol lower.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not, to be honest with you, in many cases. There's a wonderful book called The Cholesterol Myth, and I can't remember the authors, but they're a pair of doctors. And they basically claim that the way cholesterol is still measured and quantified in America today is completely antiquated. Really? It's irrelevant. And there are better ways to do this. Because your key point there is our bodies manufacture cholesterol because it's food for our brains. Mm-hmm. And without it, our brains die. And and the statin drugs or the cholesterol reducing medications that we're aware of, they're considered anticholinergic drugs. They reduce acetylcholine in the brain. And if you start reducing acetylcholine in the brain, you start losing cognitive function. And right now, this is going to blow your mind right now. I think we talked about this last time. There are over 55 prescription medications that are anticholinergics that reduce acetylcholine in the brain and cause dementia.
And people don't even realize that when they're being prescribed these drugs.
Mm-mm. So you know what I say, and this is just the world according to Julie. If you get a high number from your cholesterol test and your doctor's freaking out and getting out his prescription pad, say to them, look, why don't we just check my arteries? Get out your little ultrasound machine and let's check my carotid arteries and let's measure the plaque. Because if I have a if I have a high cholesterol number, but I have no arterial plaque, that means that those fats, those lipids are circulating in my bloodstream. They're not sticking to anything and they're not gumming up the works. They're feeding my brain. Right. So then I'm okay with it.
Right.
But I think that's the information.
Right. Well, that's the position that I guess I have always taken because my personal physician, she knows that I kind of know what I'm talking about, even though mm-hmm. I'm not a physician. And, you know, the fact that you can't argue with the fact of a CRP at 0.1 and my D3, which is the other one I tell people, you know, that they need to know because that's your immune system. You want that above 70. Well, the range, the healthy range is something like 35 to 100. That's a very long range. And somebody who has a 35 is not going to be able to fight off much of anything. So
that's right. In that case, the higher the number, the better.
Yeah. Mine's sitting at 100 right now. So,
way to go, Lucy.
Yeah. So you want, I just tell people above 70, just get it at least to 70. Mm-hmm. And that way, whatever's walking down the road or is on a public shopping cart is not going to do any damage to you. Or if you do get something, it's not going to put you in bed. It's going to maybe take away a few days of not feeling great, but you're going to bounce back from it.
Yes. Keeping those D3 levels high up there is critical, not only for your immune system, but for your hormone balance as well. You know, there was a research that was done with women who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And in the test group, virtually almost every single woman, their D3 levels were, their vitamin D levels were extremely low, way below what they should be. And so when they found that half of the group, they supplemented with the vitamin D3, got their levels up to where they needed to be. And they had a 97% or so better survival rate than the other women with breast cancer that did not take D3.
Wow. I would, you know, that's sad because all of them should have been taking it. And I realized it was the test group, but I mean, I would have hated to find out that I was in the group not receiving D3.
Right. Exactly. It's a little terrifying, but regardless, the D3 is important. It's very important for everyone and we should all be taking it. And, you know, back to the enzymes very quickly, something I didn't touch on as perhaps well as I should have is that these proteolytic enzymes or systemic enzymes are powerful anti-inflammatories.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Powerful anti-inflammatories. And that's important. I've got a few clients right now dealing with psoriatic arthritis, which is such an amorphous condition to me. It's like I had psoriasis and now I've got psoriatic arthritis. It's like, what? Anyway, and this is a gentleman who has struggled with this off and on for a couple of years. Taken the biologics, taken the heavy drugs, and has very low quality of life. So I suggested he research the enzymes. He decided that's the you know road he wanted to take. And he told me within 4 days of starting the systemic enzymes, he said he felt his inflammation was reducing. He felt better. And now these months later, he's living a more normal life.
That's awesome.
And he just really doesn't have any symptoms at all. So, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I think of enzymes as just cleaning up clearing the deck, you know, they clean everything up. And there's an old adage about enzymes. It says, if it's dead, diseased, or doesn't belong, enzymes will get rid of it.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And that phrase was coined decades and decades ago. And, like I was, telling your listeners, there are a multitude of different types of enzymes. There's trypsin, chymotrypsin, bromelain. Bromelain comes from pineapples. Many people have heard of that. Papain is an enzyme that comes from papaya. Serrapeptase is an interesting enzyme that comes from silkworms, a bacteria found in silkworms.
But
I
this
know.
nattokinase that you talked about earlier, that is one that you sell?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I
All
sell
right.
a variety of different enzymes.
Yeah.
Enzyme Science is a Florida-based company out of Venice, and they have a clinical strength line, which I'm, lucky to be able to carry. And there are a lot of different, like I say, products out there for digestive enzymes as well as proteolytic enzymes. Wobenzyme is a product that's out of Germany, and they've been around, oh my gosh, probably close to 100 years.
Wow.
Wobenzyme. But the other companies, the research has gone so fast and furious that I kind of look at that as being the old kind of, whatever. We've gone past that by now. I'm not going to say their products aren't any good because, of course, they're wonderful. Enzymes are good in general. But I think that their research has shown that there are some other better, I think, products out there. But, I just encourage people to do their own research, determine if it's a good thing for them. The one thing I would say about proteolytic enzymes is, say, for example, if you're going to have a surgical, you're taking enzymes, you're going to have a surgical procedure, maybe a tooth extraction or something where there might be some blood involved. Stop the enzymes at least a couple of weeks before that.
Oh, so that they don't run the risk of bleeding too
Having
much.
your blood be too thin.
Yeah. So I'm going to come back to, is there, do you need to take more than one type of proteolytic enzyme, or would the nattokinase kind of cover the gamut? I mean, this is the one you would take, and you would take two a day.
Right. And that's what I usually recommend or would take if I was concerned about arterial plaque. Okay. Because of its very active benefit against fibrin and fibrinolytic activity. For example, though, serrapeptase is thought of as being more effective, say, if a woman has a fibrocystic breast disease. Okay, because those cysts are really made of fibrin. It's all the result of inflammation.
So
And so that serrapeptase has been studied and found to really be active and beneficial in fibrocystic breast disease, for example. And there are products that are a combination of enzymes. And I lean towards those for sort of other, if someone has general inflammation or or pain inflammation that they're trying to deal with. Enzyme Difference Pro is one. Wobenzyme, I believe, is a combination enzyme. So
what
those
about the
are.
gentleman that had, because I know different people that have things like psoriatic arthritis or psoriasis by itself. Which one would be the best for that?
I would go with the combination enzyme. That's what he's taking, actually.
Okay. Was there a brand in particular that you liked about?
Well, the one I like is the Enzyme Defense Pro. I was enzyme, sorry, Defense Pro from Enzyme Science. But Enzymedica has the non-clinical strength line. It's the company's called Enzymedica, and they make a number of very good proteolytic enzymes that people could get at any health food store.
Okay. If people, because we're coming to the end of our show in a few minutes, so if people have a particular condition and they're listening to this and they're going, wow, I need to be able to get, that particular one, can they contact you to find out, number one, if you carried it and could ship it to them if they're not local, or number two, that they give you their condition and you would say, okay, this would be the best choice.
Well, the latter part of your question, that puts me into a place of sort of prescribing treatment, and I can't do that because I'm not a medical doctor. But I could certainly give them information that they could then take to their doctor and make a determination, you know, based on that conversation. Yes, of course, I sell it. I do mail order all the time. They could contact me. But, you know, there's the computer can actually do some good things. Mm-hmm. If you look up, you know, research, say proteolytic enzymes or systemic enzymes plus research, you will get a lot of hits. There's a lot of research out there to be had. So I just like to see people educate themselves, first of all, number one, when they're trying to deal with a specific condition, and then get the knowledge, because knowledge is power, and then turn it into action.
I have another question for you too. Mm-hmm. I think in the last 3 years in particular, not just because of COVID, but, you know, inflation and the visibility of everything going on in the world. You know, right now we're being bombarded with everything that's happening in California, and they needed rain forever and a day, and now they've got way too much. And parts of the area are becoming islands, I heard this morning, because of the rain. So stress, how much does stress play a role, you know, with digestive enzymes, for instance? I would think that it would play a rather large role.
Yes, I agree. It does. Stress causes the body to react by producing more acid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also think about this. When a person is under, say, extreme duress, extreme stress, like, for example, I'm driving down the street and I have a very narrow miss of a terrible car accident. I'm okay. But now my legs are shaking and my adrenaline is going. When that happens, the digestive system stops. It just stops flat, shuts down. You will not be digesting anything. That's why, and I'm sorry to say in this sort of way, but they can determine maybe a time of death of an individual by looking at their stomach contents and the state of digestion.
Okay.
Because when we suffer a trauma, our digestive system shuts down and says, we need this energy somewhere else in the body right now, so we're just going to put it where it needs to go.
Sure.
So yeah, stress is a killer. We know that. It can cause inflammation. It causes all sorts of issues. So, you know, I don't want to see people manage stress. I want to see people process stress. You know, peace, love, and prayer, the long walks in the park, whatever works for an individual to find time to build that in. It's critical, especially in the world we live in right now. You turn on the news, like you say, with the floods in California, my heart breaks for those people.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we literally are out of time. So tell people how to find quickly.
I'm at 470 2nd Street North in downtown Safety Harbor. That's Florida 34695. Our number there is 727-725-1617. My website is baileysnaturals.com.
That was fast.
I can talk fast when I need to.
Thanks, yes. Lucy. Thank you so much for being my guest again today. And everybody, please go out there and make this your best life. Try to reduce your stress. Listen to what Julie's saying as far as taking care of your cardiovascular health and other areas that need digestion, proper digestion, I should say. Again, go out there and please make this your very best life. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.